And we're blurry.
Tom is a blurry. Bob is blurry.
Good, I thought it was my eyes.
No.
Makes me better looking.
There you go.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, Public Works Committee meeting to order. Myself, Alderman Solding, Alderman Pulcher, Alderman Cornelius, Alderman Transair present, along with staff, and Marlis, our minutes taker. No citizen comments, nobody online. Move on to minutes for correction, for approval.
I'm good.
Very good. We'll accept the minutes as presented. Moving on to new business, item number one, PW 2026-18, snow operations report.
Yeah, this is an interim snow report. Hopefully, we'll only have one more this year, but we, you know, let's knock on wood. I think the important thing to look at here is we have used 2,450 tons of salt, which is far more than we have in probably in the past 2 years combined. We do have the salt. We have plenty of salt left, so that's not a worry. But just kind of making everybody aware of how much salt we did have to use this year. At one point this year, we were out, I think, every weekend for a month. It's just been one of those years where we're glad we have that in reserve, and I think we still have 800 tons in reserve at the county building, and I think we have about 400 at the shop. So we have plenty of salt to finish the year, and we actually have 200 or 300, John, on our order that we can still take. About 300, I think, right?
Yeah.
About 300 left we can take. So we're going to take that right up to the maximum, and wherever we don't use, we will move to the new salt dome.
Okay. Any questions? Nope. Item number two, PW 2026-19, Kendall Marketplace Townhomes Phase 1 acceptance.
All right. The developers completed the work and the punch list work for Kendall Marketplace Phase 1. So we are recommending acceptance of the public improvements at this time, and assuming that you are in agreement, the City Council is in agreement, we will then let them know, and they'll have to supply the one-year guarantee bond, as noted, the value noted there. So certainly recommending moving forward with this. They just recently completed their punch list work in phases 2 and 3, so you might see that come across your desk here next month or the following month.
Questions?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any unexpected issues?
Turn left.
No unexpected issues, just drive. Took a long time to get here. So we're excited about getting to this point.
Yeah, this is phase one that's been there for 5 years?
Yeah, well, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're ready to move on, yes.
Everybody okay? Then we go ahead and move that to consent. Item number three, PW 26-20, Grand Reserve Unit 6 bond release.
All right, yeah. Developer in Unit 6 has completed all the punch list items. So it was accepted a little bit over a year ago, and then we did generate a new punch list. All those items have been addressed, and we are recommending a release of the maintenance bond. There are a couple lots that are still remaining in Grand Reserve. The developer's been putting up a separate bond to make sure we cover those public walks. So once we receive that, the city clerk will, assuming the city council approves, they will release the full bond once they get the sidewalk bond in for us.
Questions?
Sounds good.
Okay, we can move that on to consent as well. Item number four, PW 2026-21, North Receiving Station Change Order Number 1.
All right, detailed the memo in the packet covering the details of the change order. So it covers a couple different things. One is a credit on a number of valves. So when this was initially bid, some of the design work from DWC hadn't been tightened up or completed yet. So there were some modifications made post-bidding, as well as discussing some of the detail with the contractor and the valve supplier. We were able to credit quite a bit back. Also some modifications to the water main It's fairly complicated water main construction and tie-ins near the elevator tank out there. So there were certain things that were in the design, the original design, but a couple changes were recommended. Once construction hit, so there's a little bit of an increase with that one. And then the last item that's covered is the ComEd service. So typically, this would be handled separately via the city or through the city, but it was determined it would be a lot easier just to have the contractor deal directly with ComEd. So we're just adding that into the to the contract here. So at the end of the day, the change order is a net deduct of nearly $228,000. Certainly, we are recommending approval of that.
Questions? So basically, from my understanding, what the talking with Bart was, the valves that were ordered were kind of more sophisticated more than what is required.
Yes.
Okay.
In the original design.
In the original design.
And yes, it was able to be scaled back. Yes.
So there wasn't a decrease in the amount of valves used, just the pricing.
I think sizing was, yeah, sizing was a big
oversized.
Yeah, we could scale those back, yes.
I think we'll put that on City Council agenda in case other people have questions. What's that?
I don't have to read it.
Item number 5, PW 2026-22, Fax and Road Reconstruction Design Engineering Agreement Amendment Change Order Number 1.
Yep, this and the next item are both related to the C1 development out on Faxon and Beecher. We have had some negotiations have been ongoing for a year with the residents on the south side of Faxon Road and are not moving anywhere. So Brad asked his team to kind of look at redesigning that and kind of utilizing just the north side of the C1 side of the right-of-way. And they're able to do it, but it's going to take a pretty substantial redesign of the plans that were already completed. So this is to pay for that redesign, and this is all paid for by C1, and C1 is in approval of this, and we'll sign off when the council votes to approve it. And Brad's team will not do any work or start work until they receive the money from C1. This one for Faxon Road is a $47,680 increase to the contract.
Is it just the homeowners being difficult?
I think it's just lengthy and longer. And I also know that I believe that part of it was the farm field on the southeast corner of Faxon and Eldamain there. I think that was a bigger parcel that was looking at some development, so it just kept dragging on and dragging on. And this way, when they're ready, we'll be ready.
Very good.
Questions? Alrighty then, I think we'll move that to City Council as well.
So that's Cyrus One's money?
It's Cyrus One's money, but
okay,
in case there's
you better
questions.
Point out that it's Cyrus One's
money. Yeah, better off.
Even if it's just a 2 second, by the way, we're not paying for it, they are.
Yeah.
And then they do come agree. Back and say that we paid for it.
Item number 6, PW 2026-23, Beecher Road Reconstruction Design Engineering Agreement Amendment Change Order Number 1.
Again, same thing for C1, except for the rationale here and the reasoning here is for the west side purchase or east side purchase of Beecher Road that they made that extends the Beecher Road reconstruction for 1,500 feet. Therefore, the plans have to be updated and changed. And the cost of this one would be $76,322. Also 100% paid for by C1.
Questions?
No.
We'll put that one in City Council as well. Item number 7, PW 2026-24, 2026 Water Main Improvements Contract to Work.
All right, we opened bids a little bit over a week or so ago. We had quite a few contractors bidding the project. So this particular project included water main, also some roadway work, some resurfacing work as well. Of the bid, about 90% of the work roughly was water related, about $4.7 million, and then about a little over half $1 million related to the roadway work. So the total bid came in about 5.2 or slightly higher. So that is higher than what was budgeted. This was anticipated. We did add some additional water main work that at the request of Public Works. There was some mains that were having some issues. So we anticipated having to reduce the contract down a little bit. You never know based on the bidding climate. But the bids came in basically right at our estimate. So therefore, we do need to reduce this down. So to try to stay within the budgeted amount, which is also through the IEPA Volunteers Loan Program, we are recommending at this time, and you have to award the full value, and then we'll come back with a change order of removing roughly about $500,000 worth of water main work. We are recommending the area that will be removed is around the Adrian Blaine and State Street areas. And the reason why we are recommending that is that in 2028, we'll be doing water main replacement right nearby, right adjacent to that area. So we'll just pick up that work in 2028. So again, recommending the full award to the low bidder, which was Windsor Excavating, and then we'll follow up with the change order either next month or in April to bring it to within budget.
Where did you say that those changes were going to be done for 2028?
So it is in the
Blaine and Adrian area.
My map, yeah. So Blaine, Adrian area, State Street, and it just happens to be, you know, $500,000-$600,000. So it's kind of a perfect area to remove and still fall within our budget.
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Is that over behind like Smokies?
Yes. And in subsequent years, like Brad said, in 2028, there West Washington, Dolph, and the Blaine Street cul-de-sac, and the main behind there will be replaced. So we're going to be in that area again.
Okay.
And the main we replaced it with was on Illini, where we've had 4 breaks in the past 3 years. So we'll get rid of some of that water loss.
Questions? Comments? Roll call, please. Item number 8, PW 2026-25, a resolution approving an engineering agreement with EEI for the 2026 Water Main Improvements Construction Engineering.
Yep, the companion agreement to go along with the award of the bid is the construction engineering. This is a budgeted amount. Right now we have $425,000 budgeted, and EEI is proposing an estimated fee of $397,830 plus an additional $21,665 in direct expenses. This is something that we obviously have done over and over again, and it's worked out very well having somebody there on site to measure and account for things and put them in the right place on the drawing. So for future reference, we have them at our fingertips, which we don't have in a lot of places right now.
Any questions? I think we should move that one on to City Council as well. Item number 9, PW 2026-26, Fox Hill, Sunflower Estates, and Cannonball Estates, SSA maintenance.
Yep, just a informational item for you to let you know that we're going back out to bid. It's been 3 years, and that we are going to seek another 3-year contract. And just kind of a snapshot of where we're at, what we've done, and what some of the terminology is and what we look for when we put this out to bid. Nothing extravagant going on in Sunflower or Fox Hill. We did, however, this year finish the trail sealing. Our public works crew actually did it, and we saved the residents out there a good amount of money. Is there any questions? I'll gladly take them. But as soon as I get it back from the attorney, we'll probably put the RFP out there and bring it back to you in April.
Questions?
Nope.
Okay, moving along. Item number 10, PW 2026-27, leaf disposal RFP.
Same thing here, just letting you know that it's been 3 years and that we're going back out to bid. Unfortunately, I believe there'll probably be a pretty good increase in price, but nothing that we can't handle. You know, 20% increase is $1 a cubic yard, so it sounds like a lot when you say 20%, but $1 a cubic yard is not really that bad. This past year, we really, really dialed it in. John had a great idea when we got the leaf chopper on the track list that we built cages for the trucks. And we built 3 cages, I believe, and we always had trucks rolling. We were able to really, really knock them out, and it really made a big difference.
Cool. Just constantly revolving.
Yeah, constantly moving. We didn't have to stop.
Yeah, we picked up more leaves this year than we ever had.
And I think that's going to continue.
Pretty impressive.
As the town keeps growing and, you know, the trees and what we call the
2 days after
new subdivisions are now 25.
And they fall later every year.
Seems like it.
After it snows.
Yes.
Makes them easier to move.
Questions?
Where do you guys dispose of your leaves?
This year was out east of Oswego, correct?
Yeah, it's Smith Farms.
Yeah, it used to be at Emanuel Road, but he said that was full for right now. He's got all the leaves he can handle on the field, so we took them east of Oswego. And for that, for us going that little bit extra, he gave us a big break on the price.
Yes. Okay, moving on. Item number 11, PW 2026-28. Boomba Boulevard and Commercial Drive Traffic Control Study Discussion.
Brad's got a nice memo in the packet. We actually did an analysis on this earlier in 2025, presumably as part of a resident complaint in the area. And when the residents spoke on the data centers last meeting, we dug that up, updated it, and so that's in the packet. In short, the T intersection is unsignalized. And the standards that we do a stop sign or yield sign analysis don't appear to warrant it according to those standards. So that's the recommendation from staff. We recommend that we acknowledge that sometimes, city council chooses to put in stop signs and yield signs, maybe where the warrants don't allow, and if you want to do so, we're happy to forward this along and have city council consider it full. And if not, then we'll just file it until the next inquiry comes up this property. So that's where it sits.
Any thoughts, questions? If you want to bring this to council, let everybody have their say.
Sure.
Okay, we'll move it on to council, but let you be the bearer of bad news.
No problem. Appreciate it.
Anybody else have anything? No additional business?
I got an email the other day from one of my residents. He's angry about the proposed trimming of his tree at Greenbrier and Walsh.
Yes, the spruce tree.
Yeah.
That really you can't see.
No, you can't at all.
So,
but everything would be much better if someone put a stop sign heading westbound on Greenbrier to the T and where dead ends.
That's
what he suggested.
That's what they all suggest. And we had property standards call him because that was part of a study that we did.
Okay.
So he was going to call me at his convenience and I'll walk him through it.
Okay, yeah, because he sent me an email and I said I'd bring it up today.
Yes.
Again, another complaint from the guy across the street from him about the lack of a stop sign on Greenbrier there, where it dead ends. I don't know why you put a stop sign at a dead end.
Well, and I think people would really see the difference if that tree was trimmed up where you could actually
see. Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it'd be a big difference. Yeah. And I think that would help a lot. But yes, I will, as soon as he calls, I will talk to him.
Just to clarify, we did run an analysis of that intersection as well. It does warrant a stop sign if that tree branch is still in the way. So we were proceeding forward first with talking to them about trimming the tree branch, and then we were going to see if anybody wanted to consider a stop sign.
I think the big problem there is people rolling through the stop signs on Walsh, not necessarily not having a stop sign westbound on Greenbrier.
Yep.
I think you hit that one right on the head.
I do it myself, frequently.
Well, you have to roll halfway in to see
right,
around the tree.
See about the tree.
else? Okay, then we will close the meeting at 6:20 p.m.
Thank you all.
Good night, Mark. Thank you.